Congress can now deny the U.S. Forest Service's move to transition away from old-growth logging in the Tongass National Forest. Conservationists and timber industry groups throughout the Forest Service thought the Forest Service's decision was finalized last year, but a letter submitted by Senator Lisa Murkowski prompted the Government Accountability Office to look into it. The office determined on Monday that Congress can review the Forest Service's decision, so now the agency must abide by their old plan until Congress reaches an agreement. Owen Graham, the executive director at the Alaska Forest Association, says it's a step in the right direction.
I've been working hard trying to persuade people to rescind it or reject it or withdraw it or choke it to death or something, get rid of it, but because it's going to literally put our industry completely out of business.
Timber industry groups like Graham's were worried the Forest Service wouldn't make enough young growth trees available as the agency moved away from selling valuable old growth. Meredith Trainer from the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says she didn't agree with everything in the plan. She thought it left too much old growth on the table. But for conservationists, there were also some substantial wins. Trainer says when she heard that Congress can decide the Tongass's fate,
you know, my heart sank a little. We hope that Senator Murkowski won't use her position to attack the Tongass Land Management Plan Amendment.
In a written statement, Murkowski praised the Government Accountability Office's decision. Congress now has 60 days to decide whether to step in to deny the Forest Service plan.